Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's at 8:40 this morning. You want to tune in? We'll play a Guns N' Roses medley. You identify the songs. You'll go to the show coming up October 19th, I believe, at the Verizon Center.
I think I may need to go to that show. I've done my advanced scouting. It's on a Thursday toward the end of the week.
You can always punt to Thursday.
I've never seen Guns N' Roses live. Never.
After Redskins' bye week? The bye week is after 4 weeks.
It so might be.
Right in that sweet spot, possibly.
It could be.
You can punt to Thursday.
I think I need to see the following bands live at some point. Guns N' Roses, Pearl Jam, never seen them. And I know this is old, kind of old school. I think I need to see Bruce Springsteen live at some point. He's supposed to be an amazing live performer. Haven't seen him live. That's on me. That's on my big bald head.
Real quick before we go to the sports page, let's go to Andy in Spotsylvania. Andy, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, Joe, and just about that girl who was drunk driving, I don't think she should spend a day in prison. I think that her punishment should be she has to go around and doing drunk driving presentations for the rest of her life, play the video, and relive it every day.
Well, she can be in jail and do that. Like, that could be part of her service, is that she leaves the jail and goes to high schools or, you know, rehab centers and does the speech and then goes back to jail.
Bottom line is, it's going to be more punishment for her to have to relive it than go to prison, I think. That works, too.
She's going
to
relive it every single day. But I don't know. The story just angered me so much that I would just want her off the streets forever. Now, obviously, you know, most people listening to this say it's a little excessive. All right, I can see that. But I just think 10 years is too short for a crime.
Is there killing somebody.
Can we go to a stupidity jail on this after she serves her 10 years?
Oh, yeah. She should get 1,000 lifetimes in stupidity jail for what she did.
I'm fine with that.
I'd forgotten about your stupidity jail.
It's a good concept.
Every state should have one. It'd be filled quickly.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, they'd be so crowded. We think the regular prisons are crowded. If you open a stupid jail, way overcrowded.
And we'd be in and out of it ourselves.
Oh, I'd be in and out so many times. You kidding? Just for being stupid?
What's the bet you had to hand $100 to each of us for?
I picked the Redskins to win a primetime game, and I said I would never do it ever again in my lifetime.
Believe me, I would have served a few weeks or months.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's open up the Junkie Sports page, find out what's going on. I know there's not a ton because the Nats didn't play last night.
No, but they're back in town tonight. After a few days away, they are back in town to play the Milwaukee Brewers, who have been scuffling a little bit. The Brewers are a half game up on the Cubs. The Cubs lost yesterday to the White Sox. The White Sox had lost 9 straight, but the Cubs lost to the White Sox 3-1. And Milwaukee now has a half game lead over the Cubs in the Central. Milwaukee was idle last night, but they have lost 7 of 10. I believe they've lost 7 of 8.
Now, neither of those teams, the Cubs nor the Brewers, are wild card teams right now.
No, they're not.
So they have to win the division.
Wild card teams right now would be the Diamondbacks and
the Rockies.
Yeah. But, you know, they're still obviously in the race. Still a lot of baseball to be played.
Stupid Rockies.
I know.
They have to turn silly the year we do the sweat bet on them. That was dumb.
That's all right. We're still looking good in the other three.
I think we're looking okay.
The Braves
have been a little bit of skid.
Yeah, they lost yesterday.
Lost 3 straight. They need to turn the thing around.
But Cincy and Philly also lost. But anyway, so Milwaukee comes to town, and I believe it's Zach Davies for the Brewers, who's 11-4, but his ERA is up there near 5. Must be getting some run support against Edwin Jackson, Cakesy.
Who had a very nice outing on the West Coast.
Yes, he did. So it's Edwin Jackson at home tonight against Zach Davies. But it's so much more exciting here locally when the Nats are back in town after a long road trip, or, you know, a road trip when they're playing late games, like they were out in L.A. So Nats back at it tonight. I believe it's 7:05 start. Last night, the Houston Astros pounded Philly 13-4.
Only 18 hits.
Jose Altuve, Drabby, Jose Altuve had four hits. He's hitting 365. He's 5'6". Jose Altuve is going to the Hall of Fame. Jose Altuve is going to the Hall of Fame.
How long has he been in the league?
I don't know.
5 years.
5, 6 years. Why don't you look up his career stats?
You're already ticketing for him for the Hall of Fame.
Unless he gets hurt.
He's a Dennis Hoffer?
He is a Hoffer. You look at his career stats. He is going to the Hall of Fame. He's got a 320 career batting average. He's had 200 hits, I believe, for three consecutive years. He's going to have 200 hits this year. He's hitting 365. Valdez, he's going to Hall of Fame.
I agree.
The kid's unbelievable. He's 27 years old. He's going to play at a high level for minimum another 6 years.
Yeah.
5, 6 years. I'm telling you, that kid's he's so good, he's going to be close to 3,000 hits if he doesn't get 3,000 hits.
He's got 1,184 already.
Think about that. What are his averages the last 4 years? Do you have his season averages? He's at 365 this year.
Yeah, he's 338 last year, 313, 341 the year before that. He dipped in 2013 to 283. 2012, he hit 290.
I'm telling you.
Gosh, just strokes it.
He's going 5-6, going to Hall of Fame. But he had four hits last night. Kansas City, they've won six straight. They beat Detroit 5-3. They made a small trade. They got Trevor Cahill, Matt's older brother.
Yeah, so those Cahills, they can hurl it.
From the Padres, they needed a couple more arms.
That's a lifestyle downgrade, though, going from San Diego to Kansas City. It just is.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? In the offseason, you just go back to San Diego.
That's true. It's a good point.
The Orioles won 5-0. Kevin Gausman, a shutout.
Wait for that. Took you long enough.
His last couple starts have been pretty strong.
I know.
They were talking about, during the broadcast last night about the potential trade market for Kevin Gausman.
Well, I'd say trade everyone.
I know. I know you want to trade everyone.
Although it's only two games under 500 now.
Yeah, the winning streak is hurting the movement for the future.
It's true.
I mean, they're six back in the division. They're not going to win the division, but
grasping at a wild card. I think they're like
three back in the wild card.
I thought it was 3.5.
Yeah, they are grasping, but they've got no shot. And the Dodgers won again, Valdez, 6-4 over Minnesota. Cody Bellinger hit another bomb, his 28th. It was a 3-run shot in the 8th to win it. They win 6-4. That kid is just incredible.
Isn't Justin Turner hitting 380?
I think it's closer to 360.
Okay.
But, yeah, he's having an unbelievable year, too. So we were talking about RG3. Apparently the L.A. Chargers are going to give him a workout.
I'm going to guess he's not going to get the same reviews as he got for the workout for Hugh Jackson. I believe his quote was, "The earth moved beneath my feet when I watched RG3 work out for us."
Yeah, the earth's not going to move.
And he lasted in Cleveland for all of one season.
And is he better than Kellen Clemens? I would say no, but, you know, maybe the Chargers feel that he is. But again, as we talked last segment, I mean, Rivers just never gets hurt.
Right.
So unless the backup plays in mop-up time when they're killing a team,
right,
he's just not going to play. He started every single game since 2006. And then can someone explain to me this story? Maybe a cop can call us. Lucky Whitehead is a receiver for the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. Was a receiver.
Was a receiver.
Dallas Cowboys.
He was cut. Okay, because cops are saying that he was arrested in Woodbridge, Virginia for stealing something at the Wawa somewhere in Woodbridge.
A lot of good stuff at Wawa.
Now, Lucky Whitehead's lawyer is saying he wasn't in Woodbridge. He was in Dallas. And he's got a plane ticket to prove it.
Says it's a case of mistaken identity.
So my question is, all right, and I don't dispute that. I know nothing about the case. Maybe it was mistaken identity. But so when the cops arrest somebody, they obviously check the ID. They have
you
to
would
check
think
the,
so.
They check the ID.
The Prince William County police officer said that he couldn't confirm that the man arrested was the Dallas receiver, but online records matched his name and birth date.
Okay, so someone else out there. His
so maybe
name, Rodney,
he didn't have an ID.
Okay, doesn't have the ID. That's fine. So there's another kid out there with the same birth date.
His name's Rodney Whitehead.
Rodney Darnell Whitehead Jr., and he was born June 2nd, 1992. So the guy they arrested have the same exact deets.
Seems fishy.
It seems dicey to me.
Okay, but he says he was on a plane in Dallas.
If it's just a citation, and they're calling it arrest, but they're not like bringing him to jail, right? Can you do that? Just give somebody basically a ticket?
I mean, I thought that they arrested him for...
They brought him to jail, booked him, mugshot,
yeah,
and everything.
pretty sure. Drabby, do you have any further details
on
this?
We need some cops to help us out. 800-636-1067. Because my guess was, my uninformed guess, my ignorant uninformed guess was that maybe if you're taking the side of Lucky Whitehead, the former Cowboys receiver, that maybe it was a case where, all right, somebody stole some stuff from Wawa. It wasn't much. They say it was under $200. I mean, it could have been, you know, a sub. Who knows what the hell
right.
was taken and not paid for. The guy doesn't have ID. They give him a ticket, basically, you know, you call it an arrest, but they give him a little ticket for, you know, petty larceny, whatever the actual charge was. Mm-hmm. You know, almost like you get a speeding ticket, right? When you get a speeding ticket, they're not taking you to jail. So you get this petty larceny, whatever, and it says, here's a date that you have to show up in court if you want to fight this.
And he didn't show up.
And then he says, do you have your ID? And he says, no, I don't. And then they fill out the citation based on what the guy says. And maybe the guy just memorized Lucky Whitehead's info. He said, my name's Lucky Whitehead or whatever the real name is.
So maybe he looks like him and...
And then buddies, he knows the birthdays.
His buddies say, hey, you look like the receiver from Dallas.
Yeah,
Lucky
like you
Whitehead.
Would go out to bars and say you were Tom Ruin to impress the girls that you were an NFL punter.
Nobody knows who Lucky Whitehead looks like. He's like the 19th receiver
I know,
on that
the
team.
Exactly.
That's
the
why he
is,
always went with Tom Ruin. Nobody knew what Tom Ruin looked
me.
Like.
That's all.
It is kind of confusing.
I would think that someone would have you know, an ID, but maybe not. Maybe you're right. Maybe he didn't have one.
Well, I don't know.
Shouldn't it take 2 minutes and to look at the mugshot? Well, they arrested him.
But if you have no... If you don't have an ID, if the cops show up and the person doesn't have an ID.
No, the person was arrested.
I know, but what if they, my point, I said it, I don't know if there was a booking and a mug shot.
I'm guessing there probably was. I don't think they mess around in Prince
hey,
William County.
All I know is in the early 90s, there was another John Auville in the Towson area that was hitting up some of the Royal Farm stores late at night.
Right.
Another guy that looked just like me. Born on the same day, but it wasn't me.
Anyway, we can get into this later. Maybe a cop from Prince William County can help us out. The story is funny. The backstory is the Cowboys cut him. Now, he had a couple other infractions. He was late to a couple meetings. I think there was a car accident he was involved with.
I think didn't his dog get dog napped recently?
He had a dog napping.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
But that wasn't his fault. His dog got dog napped.
Sure. All right, you want to help us out? 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.